I am Lynn May with the DAV flight team.
Okay, that's Dave's flight team?
Now, you know what? If it was Dave, wouldn't it have an E on it?
No.
No, not the way I spell.
Okay. No, you know, it's funny, though. We get a lot of people come up to us and say, what is DAV?
Yeah.
You know, and we're the Disabled American Veterans. And the reason we do the outreach program that we're here to do in Oshkosh is to tell people who we are and what we do and what we're about. And we do a lot of exciting things to get them to come see us. And, you know, just public awareness. That's what it's all about.
And then I guess you'd make it possible for some disabled veterans to fly?
It's rare that we go to a show when a veteran or whoever says, hey, how can I get a ride on that airplane?
Yeah, okay.
You know, we bring in the B-25.
Come on, veterans.
Yeah, there you go. But the B-25 is one of those beautiful airplanes that really does draw some attention. And, you know, that airplane's earned it. It launched off the Hornet during World War II to bomb Tokyo. As you saw yesterday, that first and last flights, the first flight on there, and those guys were volunteers. Such rich history, and that mission was so important back in 1942. Wow. But I'll tell you what, the B-25 is here on another mission, and that's one of public service and service to veterans, and that's why we're here.
And by B-25, we're talking, of course, about Panchito.
Yes, we are.
And you can't miss this thing. It's polished so nicely. You can shave in this thing.
Yeah, yeah. If you guys are not doing anything later, you want to come by, we'll give you a rag and some polish. And
oh, I
we shine
you were
that all the time. Yeah, yeah,
I thought
sorry.
You were going to let us shave in it or something.
I was hoping they let us sit in the cockpit and make engine noises, but so much for that.
Okay.
Well, we would do that for you.
Uh-oh. And why as for long me as and not for him?
Because they need something to put up on YouTube.
I think we've already made that. Thank you very much.
Well, the B-25, like I said, the history is so rich, and the mission is so important. I know you talked with Don Samuels earlier in the week.
Yes, ma'am.
Our national commander, and he told you so much about the down nitty-gritty benefits and the reason that we do what we do for veterans, and those things are so important. But, you know, right along with that, we like to have a good time. We bring in the B-25 to keep that history alive. We talk to the young folks, not only the veterans that are coming back, but some of the young people that come by. They don't know what the DAV is all about. Some of them don't understand really what those veterans did for them. You know, all gave some gave all.
Right, exactly.
For our freedom. So we can't say enough about them and be grateful enough. But we have a good time. We have stickers we give out. We have information about the B-25 and the DAV. We got all kinds of brochures. We bring in the local DAV chapter members to come and work with us there at our display. Because if you have a specific question, you know, where do you guys meet? What time's your meetings? Or what do you do about this or that? Or how could I get a ride to the VA hospital if I need it? Those are the people that really can answer those questions. We bring it in, we create that awareness, and we make it available to anybody out there. And, you know, they do the rest. So they're all my heroes. I get to travel the country with this program, reaching out to the veterans and the patriotic public, and I get to meet America's greatest heroes, and that's all those veterans out there. No matter what their job was, if they served our country, they're my heroes.
And emphasized nicely, I say, with that jet pass.
Absolutely.
That's right. Sound of freedom, right?
Hey, there you go.
There it is.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate everything you've done for the disabled American vets, and maybe someday they won't need your services because we won't make any more. But
well, you know, that's kind of a lovely thought.
Yeah, I know, but
wouldn't
this is
I be
the real
out of
world.
A job, though? No,
hey,
no.
Would you mind being out of that job, though?
Not at all. Not at all. You know, like I said, we can't do enough for them, and we really want to emphasize that it's veterans helping veterans, and we're not just here for veterans, but here to tell everybody out there what you can do to help as well. I mean, donate to your local DAV. Donate your time. You can volunteer to drive. You can volunteer for each individual chapters. They have all kinds of projects that they do for their community that is specific to their area. So there's all kinds of things. And man, what better job would there be than to helping a veteran?
Absolutely. You have a website, I'm assuming?
You would be correct.
And what would that be?
That?
Let's just pull it right out of you.
You're tough. Go to dav.org, and you can get any information. You can get information about a chapter in your local area. You can get information about some of the services that are available, some of the activities and things that are going on. You know, you could even find a little area that says air shows and see where we're going to be next with the DAV flight team. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can go to DAV Flight Team and like us on Facebook. When you do that, you're entered in a chance to win a beautiful wooden model of the B-25 Panchito. We give away one per year to all the new likes on Facebook. So, you know...
I'll be right back.
Yeah, me too.
And go do that. Also, if you're out here at EAA Air Venture, stop down at Warbird Alley and see us. We're also going to give away one of those models at the end of the week here.
So very nice.
That'd be a nice little surprise to get in the mail in a couple weeks, a nice brand new wooden model of Panchito, right?
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
You guys are going to come down and enter?
I don't know if we're allowed to. You know, Radio People's Association.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever. Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah. Good answer.
Just hand us a rag. We'll polish the plane, sit in the cockpit, make engine noises, and try to win the plane.
Wow.
You've got a plan.
I was going to say.
We really appreciate you guys because we're out here to spread the message about the DAV, and we couldn't do it without people like you helping us get on the air here and tell the people what we're all about and what we're doing.
Sure. I don't know. After the way we started this show, you probably wished you'd gotten on someone else's program.
Should we tell her that we volunteered in other places and they turned us down?
Yeah, exactly. This was
we
last
wound
resort.
Up here, last ditch effort.
Hey, you guys haven't seen me crack the whip, see?
Oh, boy.
I'll put you to work.
Oh, boy.
Mike and I run the outreach program, and we love what we do. We're passionate about it. We want to keep that history alive, and we really, really in our hearts agree with the mission of the DAV, which is building better lives for our nation's disabled veterans and their families. So, you know, it's in our hearts, we love it, and we want everybody to come join in.
Not only that, but it's also a very worthy cause, helping out all our disabled veterans. And God knows they need the help, because
right.
The government... Well, you know, all you got to do is mention government and everybody just groans.
Well, one of the big things we do is we help them with all that paperwork. We represent them the way an attorney would represent you in court. We help the veteran and represent them when they go to the DA, the VA, to apply for their...
Feels like the same thing, though, doesn't it?
Well, sometimes to some of them it probably does.
Yeah.
But we do everything we can to make that process a little easier.
I guess even just explaining to them how this process works is a tremendous help.
Well, the paperwork in itself is overwhelming. And, you know, did you ever get government paperwork you had to do and you thought, yeah, is it worth it? We have a volunteer with us that said, you know, Lynn, the reason I do this so much for the DAV is because when I got out of the service, I waited 13 years before I applied for my benefits. And he said, that was 13 years I could have got those benefits that I earned, and I just didn't get around to doing it. And that's why what we're doing here is so important. We want to reach out, especially the young people that are coming back now. They don't know what benefits they're entitled to. And if they do, they don't really know how to go about the process to get those benefits. And doggone it, they've earned them. It's not like we're giving them a handout. They've earned those benefits by paying the price for us. And we want them to know what's available and help them get what they've earned.
Absolutely.
That sounds like a worthy cause.
Very worthy cause. Don't forget, check out the website, dav.org. Or if you're on the property, come on down and see Panchito. You can't miss it. And, of course, for you
them on Facebook.
For you Facebookers, you can like them on Facebook. It's DAV Flight Time.
Flight Team.
Flight Team.
Oh, jeez. I'm losing it.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Also, at 10 o'clock, we're doing Warbirds in Review, and Panchito is featured with maybe the Raiders.
Okay.
But, you know, yeah, come on down to Warbird Alley, take a look around, see what the DAV's all about. We'll answer any questions you have.
Very good.
And I'll let you polish the plane, too.
Oh.
Always. Oh, yeah. Always.
There's always something leaking out of one of those radial engines that needs to be cleaned
up. Thank goodness.
You've been listening to Lynn May from the Disabled American Veterans. I'm Fast Eddie.
I'm Digital Dave, and this is EAA Radio.
What's left of it.
Yes.